coming home Christmas.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yes. Mm.
To a naughty child, you might say you're going to get a...
spanking.
Anything else?
Whipping.
Which is worse?
Whipping.
Okay. Bob is 5 inches taller. You say Bob blank a lot.
Grew a lot.
And you say to him, you certainly have...
grown.
And that Bob came up so fast, you could almost see him...
growing.
Okay. A child born to an unmarried woman is a...
an illegitimate child.
Is there another term for that?
Yes, but it's ugly. I just don't like it. Bastard.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any joking name?
I don't know.
Okay. If you have two children and they're both loving, you might say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot... a greater degree of loving. Peggy is...
more affectionate.
We're using loving. Peggy is...
more loving.
Okay. Your brother's son is your...
nephew.
A child that's lost its father and mother is...
an orphan.
And the person appointed to look after it is its...
guardian.
Mm-hmm. And all the people that are related to you are your...
relatives.
Any other word?
Folks.
Okay. And you might, if somebody else were named Haley, you might say, yes, she has the same family name as I do, but actually we're...
not kin.
Mm-hmm. Somebody who came into town and no one had ever seen him before is a...
stranger.
And from another country, he's a...
foreigner.
Would you ever call somebody a foreigner who was from this country?
Yeah, just for fun.
Where would they have to be from to be a foreigner?
Oh, they could just be up the road a piece.
Oh.
You know, we just like, mm-hmm. we would say, you know, he's a foreigner. Mm-hmm. Or if they just moved here from somewhere.
Yeah, uh-huh. What's the mother of Jesus' name?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And do you know the name of the girl in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Carter's brother is?
Billy.
And the first of the four Gospels is?
Matthew.
Mm-hmm. A woman who conducts school is a?
Teacher.
Any old-fashioned name?
Schoolmarm.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the name of the actor? His first name is Gary. He was in the Westerns. He would say yup and nope.
Gary.
Mm-hmm. I just want you to pronounce the name. Do you know, there's a novelist who wrote Last of the Mohicans, James Fenimore.
Cooper.
Mm-hmm. And if you knew a married woman by that name and you didn't know her first name, you'd address her as?
Mrs. Cooper.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a carpenter who didn't do a good job? He's a what kind of carpenter?
A bad carpenter.
Or a preacher who didn't really preach very well and didn't have a regular church? He's a?
Poor preacher.
Mm. Would you use the term jackleg?
Yeah.
For what?
For the carpenter.
But not for a preacher?
No.
Oh, how do you say the word?
Jackleg.
Okay. Any other profession you'd use it for?
Well, you could say a jackleg plumber, mm-hmm. or a jackleg electrician for anybody that worked like that, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't use it for a preacher.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Mm-hmm. And the wife of Abraham in the Bible?
Sarah.
Okay. And your father's brother would be your...
uncle.
And let's see, if... well, Billy is short for what longer name?
William.
And so if you had an uncle by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle William.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle
and President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
And so you'd call him, if you John. Had an uncle by that name?
Call him Uncle John.
Okay. Now these are Army titles. The highest rank in the Army is?
General.
And the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken is
Colonel.
A?
Colonel.
Yeah. And the man who is in charge of a boat is a?
Captain.
Mm-hmm. And the man who presides over a court?
Is a judge.
Mm-hmm. And a person who goes to college to study?
Is a student.
Yeah, how about to elementary school?
A student.
Okay, regardless of age,
mm-hmm.
okay. And then a person employed by a businessman to look after his mail and all that? Handles all the office matters? His private?
Secretary.